We are in the midst of a national debate about law enforcement oversight and accountability. In fact, that was the subject of this week's edition of the virtual Community Conversations on Race. These interactive panels have been presented by the local nonprofit Community Action Partnership. In this excerpt, moderator Mary Watts Sparks speaks with Black Lives Matter organizer Amber Lucas and Santa Rosa Police Chief Ray Navarro to get their thoughts.
Locally here in Sonoma County, there is a ballot measure being proposed for the November election to strengthen the IOLARO ordinance, which is the Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review. And it's really about civilian police oversight or transparency. I know specifically this is about Sonoma County as a whole, but I think, you know, really what the point of the ordinance is about transparency. So with that being said, I wanted each of you to kind of maybe talk a little bit about what you think civilian police oversight could look like in Santa Rosa.
I think it would be a very positive way to respond because it would give us the sense that we are being listened to and that we're being heard. The job and the duty of the police department, of the sheriff department here for us, is to protect the community. And to effectively do that, I think that there should be a third party that holds them accountable, an independent third party that can research these incidences without bias and track these types of behaviors and really research into them to make sure that what's being done is fair and just and without bias.
And Chief Navarro, if you can talk a little bit about IOLARO. There was a question specifically on Facebook. Is the chief willing to endorse the measure? I'm not sure if that you are able to answer that, but that was a Facebook question.
I'm gonna avoid the political piece of the topic. What I can tell you is that I am completely supportive of having assistance in oversight. And so what we've done in the past is we've had a police auditor. We haven't had one for about 18 months now. That's something that we're trying to get back on board right now. And so we're working on that. The way that I envision the police auditor is working within the city is that that auditor does have the ability to take complaints. So it provides an avenue for the public. If they don't want to come to the police department, they can go and they can talk. They can make the complaint with the auditor, who will ultimately end up forwarding that information to us. But it provides a nexus there and allows people to go to talk to somebody else, a third party. I think the auditor is important when we're looking at how are we doing, right? Are we getting back to the people who are complaining? Are we thorough in our investigations? Are we fair? Are we fair to the community, and are we fair to our employees? What does that discipline look like if it comes to discipline? And so I think that position helps us be accountable to the community. And so I think that's going to be an important measure as we move forward. And so I think all of those are important. And the auditor would reports directly to the city manager. They don't report to me. And so it is an independent of the police department. We provide full access to our investigations, that's my goal. And that way, if an auditor feels that there's something that they need to look at, I'm fully supportive of having somebody come in and having that independent auditor have those discussions, because we want to continue to be better. And I think we do a good job, but I think that an auditor is something that we've had in the past, and I think it's something that's going to be valuable in the future.
That was Santa Rosa Police Chief Ray Navarro, along with Amber Lucas, a Black Lives Matter organizer, speaking with moderator Mary Watts Sparks for Community Action Partnership's Community Conversations on Race. Later in the month, we'll explore some more options for improving law enforcement oversight, and you can stay up to date on those efforts at norcalpublicmedia.org.